Hi, this is Chris with a special treat from the Odyssey Scrapbook. Let's go behind the scenes to hear the unique story of Odyssey Sings. Here's Odyssey producer Marshall Younger.
In the summer of 2005, Odyssey released its first ever music album, Eugene Sings.
Have you ever been to Odyssey? A pretty nice place to be.
So we had to figure out, okay, how do we explain what this album is within the context of Odyssey? I mean, why would Eugene be doing a music album? So we thought, okay, what if a whole bunch of characters wrote their own songs?
So then, Odyssey writer John Fornoff went to work composing the songs for the show.
Well, what I did was about a brand new Palm Pilot, and this had a really cool recorder feature on it. So wherever I was, I got to record these songs into the Palm Pilot.
My ode to macaroni.
The decision to do the show was based on whether or not the songs were going to be good. And I don't know if you knew this, John.
I didn't know that. Now I'm getting nervous all over again. This is reliving that time.
That's right. Because you came to us with all of your songs. We were sitting around a table, and you tell us what happened.
You know, I'm kind of nervous anyway. I hook up my little Palm Pilot to this speaker, and I just hit play.
Here's a disclaimer for all these. I am not a singer. I can hear it in my head, so I'll try to communicate what's in my head, with all apologies to your ears.
It was so nice that they were all good. We didn't have to say no to any of them. So you really came through on that, and that was great.
Well, thank you. I did ask God for inspiration. I won't blame him for a couple of them, but anyway.
I'm dead.
All right, so all the songs were approved, and then it went to John Campbell, and John does this amazing work of taking those rough scratch tracks and adding all the orchestration to it, all the instruments and all that. And then he sings the lead line, and that's what the actors listen to as they perform the songs.
Oh, Electric Palace, doo-dah song, a doo-dah, a doo-dah, a discount prices all day long, all the doo-dah day.
Then it was time to record the show in the studio. The actors all listened to the music and sang their songs.
I didn't even know this was Wooten's key, but we'll figure it out. My ode to macaroni.
Traveling down a dirt road and it seems I went astray.
Of course, no one gets it on the first try.
I tripped. No, that's not the right note. Let me do it again. I trip. No, that's too high. No. I tripped.
I'm dead. Ran out of breath. I'm dead, I forgot.
Once the show was recorded, it was time to put everything together. Here's sound designer Jonathan Crowe to talk about that process.
Well, the stuff that John did with the synthesizer was great, but it just didn't sound live and real. So I knew I needed to get some live instruments. We have a lot of incredibly talented folks here at Focus who play instruments. For example, for Bart's song, we recorded a guitar, an acoustic bass, a banjo, a fiddle, a jug, an instrument called a dobro, and even some fun things like someone playing the spoons, and even a mouth harp. Now for Harlow's song, someone even played an accordion. With Odyssey, we don't usually use many live instruments, but Odyssey Sings was an excellent place to give it a try.
As you can see, it's truly a team effort here at Adventures in Odyssey. And that's the story of Odyssey Sings.
But you have the right to remain silent. Here
do 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 do